We are on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. What happened was over here, we started on Daf, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah for Malachim is Nisan. And the Gemara wants to know, what is that Nogeya? So the Gemara going to get to how you date your Shtaris. It's the Gemara, how do you know that Rosh Hashanah for Malachim is on Nisan? Maybe for Rosh Hashanah for Malachim is in Tishrei. The Gemara says it can't be in Tishrei because after all, we have two psukim. And these psukim are talking about when Aaron died and when Moshe spoke to the people. And Aaron died in Av, the people in Shvat. And both of them happened in the 40th year. Both of them are the 40th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara makes an emphasis of. So therefore, here we are. This is our chart. So we have Aaron died over here. Aaron died, that's Aaron died. And then all the way over here is when Moshe spoke. So it's clearly, if it's this is 40 years and this is 40 years, so then it clearly Elul is not Rosh Hashanah, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, and Shvat are not Rosh Hashanah. So this can't, none of these are their blackout dates that we have. Now the Gemara asks though, even though you're right that those are not going to be Rosh Hashanah, but maybe we can come up with a different day, which is Rosh Hashanah. We are now on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, and the first word on the line, the Ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Again, we just figured out that Rosh Hashanah is clearly not from here till here. But we got all these other dates. Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. What's this over here? Adar. How do you know it's Nisan? How did you decide it's Dafka Nisan? Maybe it could be any of these other dates that are not from when Aaron died to when Moshe spoke to the people. You're right. We have to block out these. But the Gemara asks, we are, again, the first one on the line. Emor Rosh Hashanah Iyar. It's around 13 lines down. Ask the Gemara, Emor Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe Rosh Hashanah for the kings is really Iyar. Says the Gemara, Loi Salka Daitach. We'll bring a different pasuk. Dichsiv, Ahi B'Chodesh Arishayin. It's the first month. Now again, we always said whenever we do months, it's always going from Nisan. So the first month would be Nisan. B'shana Hashem Nispecha L'Chodesh. Who come HaMishkan? The Mishkan was established. Uksiv Ahi B'shana Hashenis. Also in the second year. B'Chodesh Hasheni Nala Hanon Mi'ala Mishkan HaEdus. And the cloud of glory came on top of the Mishkan HaEdus. Says the Gemara, Midakai Be'er Nisan. We're standing in Nisan, which is the first month, and it's called the Shana Hashenis. V'koy bi'iyar, v'koy le'bishana Hashenis. Mechlal, these are these two, that's why I put these two green blocks here. These are the two different times in these two different psukim. The first pasuk is when the Mishkan was actually established. Second pasuk is when the Anani HaKavod went on the Mishkan, and it's still considered to be in the Shana Hashenis. Obviously, Iyar is not going to be your Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara can't ask over here, how do you know this pasuk came before this one? Because this pasuk clearly says it's when the Mishkan was established. This one is when the Anani HaKavod. So this one clearly came afterwards. So if that's the case, we passed over the month of Iyar and it didn't change years. Mechlal must be that Rosh Hashanah is not Iyar. Let's see it again, says the Gemara. Mi dekoi, we'll start with those words. Mi dekoi bin Nisan, dekoi lashana shenis. The fact that we're standing on Nisan, we call it the second years. The koy be iyar, the koy la bishana hashenis. Mechlal de Rosh Hashanah lav iyarhu. It can't be Rosh Hashanah is iyar. But now the Gemara asks a great question. The Eimer Rosh Hashanah, Sivan. Okay, it can't be iyar. So we're going to block out iyar, but what about Sivan? Loi salka daitach. It can't be that either. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Bachoydish hashlishi. That's Nisan iyar Sivan. That's Sivan. Let's say it's B'nai Yisrael, it's Mitzrayim, the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. And it doesn't say any years. In other words, that seems to be that's when the third month from when the
wrong left. What's wrong with Nisan? Why are we trying to find other months?
No, we just whenever the Mishnah states a fact, the Gemara tries to prove it. It would be nothing wrong with Nisan, but how did you know it's Nisan? Maybe it's Adar, maybe it's Iyar, maybe it's Sivan. How did you get that? Where did you come from? That's the Gemara's question. So it's not the Gemara has an aversion to Nisan necessarily. The Gemara is just trying to prove it. Says the Gemara, so maybe it's Sivan. Lois al kadaitach. Dichsiv. Bachoydesh hashlishi. Let's say it's B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. It's the third month when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. The third month would be Sivan. Now, it doesn't say that it's the second year. Vim Isa, b'chodesh ha'shlishi b'shana ha'shenis latzeis min ba'ilet. If you're telling me we're going to count from Sivan, if you're in Sivan, so you've just gotten into, wrong way, Sivan, you've just gotten into the next year, because you're telling me that you're Sivan, if a cutoff is Sivan and you're in Sivan, this should be already the second year. From the fact, doesn't say that, so we've already knocked off ER, we've knocked off Sivan, we've knocked off all of these from here. So we still got a few left, and that's where the Gemara gets stuck. Says the Gemara, okay, you're right. Ve'ema Tammuz, ve'ema Av, ve'ema Adar. But those 3 months, you don't have proof that they are not Rosh Hashanah. So how do you know that it's Nisan? Where is your source? Ella, Amar, Reb, Elazar, Mehacha. So Gemara has to now come on to a new Makar. The word Ella in the Gemara usually almost always means a retraction. Ella, rather, we're going to have to say...
Rabbi, what's wrong with the Hekesh that we had on Daf Beis and Mabeis? We had a Hekesh.
The Hekesh was telling us that was for for when we count the Jewish kings. We said the Jewish kings are counted from the same time as Yetzias Mitzrayim. But then the Gemara asked, but Yetzias Mitzrayim, Gufa, how do we know when we count it from? So you're right, the Hekesh will stay in place. And we'll use the Hekesh, as we'll see in the Gemara soon. But the Hekesh alone is not enough, because we have to know what's the source that Yetzias Mitzrayim we count from Nisan. So that's what we're still looking for. We're in the Yetzias Mitzrayim realm right now. Ella Amar Rav Elazar Mehacha. The Pasuk says, Vayochel. The Pasuk says that they began Livnois to build. What are we talking about building? Anyone know? Probably the Mishkan, this pasuk is in Divrei Yamim, so it must be talking about the Beis Hamikdash. Vayochel Livnois, Machoidesh Hasheni, he began to build in the second month. This is a big word. Basheni, Bishnas Arba Lamalchusai. It's the fourth year of his reign. It's the second month. So there's an extra word sheni in there. Let's see it again. Vayochel Livnois, they began to build. Bachoidesh Hasheni, the second month. Basheni, in the second. Ba'arb Shnas Arba Lamalchusoi, the fourth year of his reign. So now the Gemara wants to know, my sheni, what's that extra sheni over there? So that came in the second month, because the Pasuk says explicitly, Bachoidesh Hasheni. So what does it mean, Basheni? Lav. Sheni le'arech shemoinu loy lemalchusoi. Is that not the second month for which we count to his malchus? So the Gemara is finding a new makar for the fact that we count for kings from Nisan, because it says chodesh hasheni basheni. So just like it's the second month, which means it's talking about the second month from Nisan, it also means the second month of his reign, which means you count the reign from Nisan. Or else, what does Shani mean? That's what the Gemara says. Answers the Gemara, or the Gemara counters, Maskelar Avino ve'ema Shani b'chodesh. Maybe it means the second day of the month. Second month, second day of the month. In other words, it says second month, fourth year. Maybe it means the second day of the month. And that's what the Shani is. Says the Gemara, Imkain, Shani b'chodesh. Whenever it means to give you the date of the month, it would say the second day of the month. Why does it just say Sheni? It's like, it leaves it as like ambiguous and unclear. So therefore, it can't be referring to the second day of the month, and maybe it's for second month. Says the Gemara, another stab, another attempt. The Ema b'Sheni b'Shabbos. Maybe it's the second day of the week. Sheni b'Shabbos means maybe it meant it was Monday. Says the Gemara, Chada delo Ashkechon Sheni b'Shabbos t'chziv. First of all, they never date things based on the day of the week. They never say it happened on a Thursday, on a Tuesday. It doesn't seem to be that that's considered to be a detail that historically is important, what day of the week it happened. That's first of all. V'oid, and another compelling reason why it doesn't mean the day of the week, Makish Sheni Basra l'Sheni Kama. In this pasuk, it said the second month and the second. So the two shenis seem to have some sort of common denominator. Makish, we will link sheni basra sheni kama. Ma sheni kama choydesh. Hasheni Basra Chodesh. So it means the second month. The first time it says Sheni, it says explicitly the second month. But Sheni also means the second month. But if you already told me it's the second month, what do you mean second month? I mean it's the second month of kings, which means kings also count from Nisan. There is a rock solid proof, my friends. Kings count from Nisan. Now the Gemara is going to do a very cute little chazara for us. It actually gives me a lot of chizik because we have a brisa that did everything we just did. What we just did was a Gemara. The Gemara is from the Amoraim, but we're going to find a brisa that literally goes through the exact same back and forth that we went through. Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brisa that goes like Rabbi Yochanan. What we just saw was all Rabbi Yochanan. And the brisa is going to bring all the psukim. It's not going to give you all of the commentary on it. But the psukim themselves are all psukim which should be familiar. Where do we know? That we don't count the kings only from Nisan. That's what we're seeing, Daniel. Only from Nisan. We're trying to get everything else out. Shenemar. Now we're going to bring all these psukim. That's the first pasuk. That's the second pasuk. The first pasuk we were makish, the two different things, the kings to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The next pasuk is Vayal Aaron Akoyin Al Hara Pi Hashem. That was the pasuk of Aaron and Moshe. And then it's the Vayomer Vayishma HaKnani. And we said that the Knani heard that Aaron died. Vayomer Vayiru Kola Eda Kigova Aaron Vayiru or Vayiro. That was the pasuk that we brought before also. Vayomer Vayiva Chodesh HaRishon Vashana HaShenis. That was the pasuk that we brought to tell us that it wasn't in Iyar. Vayomer vayhi v'shona hashenis b'chodesh hasheni. Vayomer b'chodesh hashlishin says b'nei sovim v'yochel livnois. Those are all the psukim that we brought previously. So you see that the brisa went through the same basic formula that we saw in the Gemara. Those were just psukim to review what we saw. Omer Rav Chisda. Fascinating. Omer Rav Elazar. Lo yishanu ela l'malchei Yisrael. This that we said, we date shtaris from Nisan. That's only for Jewish kings. But for Goyish kings, we date them from Tishrei. And this would make a lot of sense. Because what happened in Nisan? Tzias Mitzrayim. Who is that good for? The Jews. What happened in Tishrei? The creation of the world. Who is that good for? Everyone. So we understand why the Tishrei is more of a month for Goyim. And Nisan is more of a month for Jews. So Rav Chisda says, but he's going to bring sources for that. I'm just saying that from a hashkafic perspective. Amar Rav Chisda, lo yishanu ela l'malchei Yisrael. This that we mentioned that you date from Nisan is only for Jewish kings. Aval l'malchei umas ha'olam, when the Jewish people were under the dominion, the rule of a Goyish king, so mitishrei manin, we would still date the shtaris out of respect for the Goyish king. To his reign, but then we would count it from Tishrei. Shenamar, and I'll back it up with a pasuk. It says, "Divrei Nechemya ben Chachlo, vayi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esrim, uksiv vayi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim la'ar tachshasya." So you have these two psukim. Both of them say you're in shnas esrim. These two psukim are both in Nehemiah. They're very close to each other in Nehemiah. The first one is the first pasuk in Nehemiah. Divrei Nehemiah milchachilah vayhi. Pasuk says, vayhi b'chodesh kislev shnas esrim. So here we are. We're going to go back onto our chart over here, even though it's all marked up. Kislev is where? Kislev. And vayhi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esim v'bechodesh Nisan. Now we went all the way to Nisan over here. So we went from here up till 12 o'clock till over here, and we're still in shnas esrim. Now, if we're in Nisan, how could this still be shnas esrim if you thought that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings? The answer is this king is a Goyish king, and for Goyish kings, we don't count from Nisan. That's the Gemara says. Again, let's see it inside. Three lines from the bottom. Mi dekoy bekislev, dekoy lashnas esrim. V'kai bin Nisan, v'kari le b'shnas esrim, mechlal de Rosh Hashanah, lav Nisanu. We went into Nisan, and it's still the 20th year to our Tach Shasya. That definitely doesn't sound like a Jewish name. I don't think that's a Jewish king. But the Gemara says, Bishlama heich mefarish de la'ar Tach Shasya. The second pasuk said clearly it's the 20th year on the reign of our Tach Shasya. Elahai, but the first pasuk, Mimai de la'ar Tach Shasya. How do you know you're counting 20 years from our Tach Shasya's reign? Dilma, perhaps, Leminyona, Acheres. Maybe it's for a different Acherinohu, for a different counting, a different 20 years. This will bring us back to what we saw on the beginning on Daf Beis. The Gemara says, Amra Papa Shnas Esrim Legzeira Shava. Both of these psukim say 20 years. One of these psukim says the 20 years is for 20 years to Artach Shasya. The other pasuk doesn't say. We'll make a Gzeira Shava and we'll say, Legzeira Shava Ma Hosam Laartach Shasya. Avhocha Laartach Shasya. Whoever this king is, we are going to hopefully see. And now the Gemara asks the question. This is very similar to what we saw before. So if you remember the Gemara we saw, this will all sound familiar. Umimai de Maisa de Kislev Kodim. Dilma Maisa de Nisan Kodim. How do you know that we are going 12 o'clock? Let's do it. We're going from Kislev down here. How do you go down here to over here? Maybe actually you're supposed to go from Nisan, and we were somewhere inside of Nisan, all the way to Kislev. We never crossed over Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you start here, and you go this way till Kislev, so then, that's it here. Then you never crossed over Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So maybe that's why it's still 40 years. Maybe it's in a different order, even though this pasuk comes first. This pasuk is the first pasuk in Nehemiah, and this is later on, as we mentioned, Ein Muktam Uma Ocher. But Torah says, how do you know this one comes first? Says the Gemara, that's simple. Loi Salka Daitach. Five lines from the top. The Tanya says in a Braisa, Dvorim She'amar Chanani L'Nechemya V'Kislev. The words that Chanani said to Nechemya in Kislev. Amron Nechemya L'Melech B'Nisan. Nechemya repeated them to the king in Nisan. So which one came first, Kislev or Nisan? Clearly, Kislev came first, because the words that Hanani said to Nehemiah and Kislev were repeated by Nehemiah to the king in Nisan. This is very, very touching. If you read the Gemara's, Dvarim Shami Nehemiah Hanani Nehemiah veKislev sheNeemar. It says in the pasuk, Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakilo, Rei b'Chodesh Kislev. As we mentioned, Shnas Esrim, Vani Yisi b'Shushan Habira. How about that? He was in Shushan. Ve'ev Hanani Echon Me'achi, one of my brothers. Hu v'anashim Yehuda, they came from Eretz Yisrael, they came from Yehuda. V'ashalim, and I asked them, ala Yehudim ha'pleita, the Jewish people that are the refugees, those that are left over. Asher nisharu min ha'shevi, that are left over from the captivity. V'al Yerushalayim, and I asked about the city of Jerusalem. V'ayomru li, and these people told me, ha'nisharim, those that are left over, asher nisharu min ha'shevi, that are left over from captivity. Sham b'medina b'ro'a g'doyla. They're in bad shape. U'becherpa. And it's a real embarrassment, a disgrace. V'choymes Yerushalayim mefuretzes. The walls of Yerushalayim are still broken. They're breached. V'she'area nitzu ba'esh. And the gates are up in flames. Hashem Yerachim. Nehemiah heard this. Amram Nehemiah l'melech b'nisan. Nehemiah went and repeated this to the king in Nisan. Shenemar. Then they were there in front of this king. Yayin lefanav. There was wine in front of him. Now, by the way, wine is something that they drank a lot of, but it was also dangerous because it had a very strong flavor and smell. So what could you hide in wine? Poison. And the kings are always afraid of getting poisoned. So there was wine in front of him. Ve'esas ayayin. I lifted the wine. Ve'etna lemelech. And I gave it to the king. I think it means I should not have been. I wasn't meant to be sad or like bad in front of him. Or I wasn't angry at him. I'm not sure exactly. Lo yisi ra lefanav. Yeah, it wasn't normal for me to be sad in front of him. Vayomer li hamelech, madu panecha roim? Why does your face look so bent down? Va'ata ein chochoyla? And you are not sick? Ein zekim ra lev. What's the king nervous? Maybe there's an assassination attempt going on over here. You got a bad heart. I'm very nervous, says the king. And I said back to the king, long live the king. What does he mean to say? I'm not trying to kill you, nothing. How could I not be sad? The city where my fathers are buried. It's an interesting description. The city where my fathers are buried. Chorva has been destroyed. And its gates are been consumed and eaten by fire. What do you want? And I will daven to the God of the heavens. I said to the king, this seems to be like, this is also the same language that Esther used. If it's good to the king, and I find favor in your eyes. Asher tishalecheni, send me there. El Yehuda, el ir kivrei savoisai, ve'evnena, and I will rebuild that city. Vayomali amelech, ve'hashkel yoshev ezetzlo. Sitting next to him was Hashkel. Now we have to see who this is. We're going to assume right now it's the queen who's sitting next to the king. Ad masai yeh mahalachecha, how long is this kind of journey going to be? U'masai toshev, when will you return? And it was good in front of the king. And he gave me time. He's going back to rebuild Yerushalayim. So these are the psukim that we mentioned. And the purpose of bringing these psukim is to tell us that clearly the second pasuk happened after the first one, because this was the original report was heard right in the beginning of Parashas Nehemiah. Nehemiah heard from Hanani. He repeated it afterwards when he now was in the presence of the king. The king then sent him to go build the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore we know that clearly when it comes to the king, that when it comes to Goyish kings, the time to that we date based on Tishrei, not on Nisan, or at least we see we don't base it on Nisan. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question. I think we will continue with that question and more fascinating discussions about things that happened in the history, Tanakh, and more later. Any questions, my friends, before we break?
Yes, I have one, Rabbi.
Who is that?
Yoni.
That's what I thought. How you doing, Yoni? Yonas and
Yechezkel. Excellent. Everything's great. So I just have reviewed the Gemara, and the question of Emor Shana Iyar seems to be, when we started today, seems to be a free-floating question, because when we have a makish of the Vahi B'Shemayim Shana to makish, we are makish Malchus Shlomo Litzias Mitzrayim, and then we say, correct, how do we know the Jewish kings? And we answer that question already on Daf Beis and Mabeis. We have Amra Papa, Shnas Esrim, L'Gzeres Shava. Then we say, how do we know it was before Mukta Muktesh? So we know it's before. And then the Gemara seems to question, just maybe it's Iyar on its own accord. It's not.
So I'll explain.
Why don't we just.
I got it, Yoni. I got you. Here goes. Okay. I don't know if this is going to help, but it's helped to cover me. Like this. We were looking, the purpose of our mission is to figure out, when do we count Jewish kings? And the Gemara used the Gzeres Shava to say that Jewish kings are going to be like Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's an important line here, which the Gemara now goes off on to try to understand. The Gemara asks, says the Gemara, I'll find it exactly. The Gemara says that, how do I know that Yetzias Mitzrayim gufa maninon me? Here it is. It's in the middle of that Beis HaMikdash. It's around 20 lines up. The Gemara says, Yetzias Mitzrayim gufa minolon diminisan maninon, dilma mitishrei maninon. So the fact that we have the Hekesh didn't really help us yet, because all we know is we're going to compare the kings to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's from the Hekesh. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though I point out to you, we know that when did Yetzias Mitzrayim happen? In Nisan, but when we count Yetzias Mitzrayim, how do we know we're going to count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? And that's why the Gemara now tries figuring that out. The Gemara is now focusing on Yetzias Mitzrayim. You're right. Once we establish that Yetzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan, I will know that kings are also from Nisan. But the Gemara is trying to figure that out. How does the Gemara do that? The Gemara says that Aaron died with from how many years from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or it doesn't even say. That's not the important. That's not the important part. But it's right. But Aaron died on Av, and Moshe spoke to the people in Shvat. Aaron died in Av. Moshe spoke to the people in Shvat. And we passed over Tishrei, and it stayed the same year. Didn't change years. It must be that we don't count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. So if you don't count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei, we don't count kings from Tishrei. But the Gemara says, yeah, but all you've blocked out is what's on this line up until here. All that can't be the new Rosh Hashanah. What about this being the new Rosh Hashanah? What about this being, what about this? What about this? Gemara doesn't know. How do I know? That's why we're saying Ema Iyar. Because you blocked out, Ema Iyar does not mean, I get it back, Yoni, does not mean Ema Iyar, that maybe the Jewish kings are from Iyar. Maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim is from Iyar. And if Yetzias Mitzrayim is from Iyar, that would end up meaning that the Jewish kings are also from Iyar, because Jewish kings are linked to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore the Gemara is trying to figure that out. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Wherever you are in this world, make it a great day.